For Sunday, October 28th, 2018, welcome to Our Redeemer's Lutheran Church in Helena, Montana. We are a member church of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America. This Reformation Sunday, we are in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 31 through 36. Please join in now as we say the Lord's Prayer, followed by the Gospel reading and our pastor Arnie Berglund's sermon.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham, and we have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord. Beloved of God's promise, abundant grace, mercy, and peace is yours through Jesus who sets us free. Some of you here this morning have lived your entire lives in Helena. You've been rooted in this place and in some ways are a walking history book of life in the Helena Valley. That's not the case for me. I've been something of a nomad throughout my life. At one point or another, I have called 10 places in 7 states home. I was thinking about that the other day and trying to visualize in my mind all the homes that I have lived in. I probably missed a few, but can remember homes back as far as when I was 5 years old. That place where we hang our hat, that place where we live, is not a home by virtue of the roof or the windows or the lumber that makes up its frame. The place that we call home is home because of the things that happen there. So I can remember events. I can remember in my third home at the age of 5, painting the basement floor without my parents' permission. I can remember the Thanksgiving where my brother spilled the gravy boat on my grandmother. I can remember with a fair amount of regret an argument about the Vietnam War that I had with my father, or the ride to the hospital deep in the night when he passed away. I can remember the Christmas that Susan and I announced our engagement to our families. These relational events, some filled with great joy, some with pain or sorrow, make our houses a home as surely as the rooms where they took place. Our homes become places of meaning and purpose as they are the places where we have lived out our lives. We have memories of those houses built by board by board, to be sure, but more importantly, built through experience and sharing the days and moments of our lives with others. Jesus says, if you continue in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Christian freedom is a promise of God, and a building block for our spiritual homes. It may be more difficult for us to map out our spiritual home than it is to map out the places where we've lived. It may be so for a couple of reasons. First of all, giving thought to the history of our spiritual life may not be something we give much thought to. You could say that our spiritual lives are built perhaps on singular events like baptism, confirmation, a birth, a death. You could say that about your spiritual home. Our homes are built brick by brick, but so are our spiritual homes. By those events in our lives, that process of living or growing with God, of receiving God's grace, where is your spiritual home? And what does it look like? In the Reformation, Martin Luther said that it was possible for us to worship all sorts of things. We could easily make our homes with and worship with the church building that we come to. We could worship ourselves. We could worship the Bible. We could even worship the devil. We can worship all sorts of things. Today, Jesus calls us to remain in his word, to make his walk our walk, and to set up our residence in his word. Birds are meant to fly. This can be a problem for those of us who want to keep them as pets because birds fly away. A friend of mine in Southern California owns a number of fruit trees on her property, and every year about this time, large flocks of parrots come and eat up all her fruit. These parrots were bought as pets, and they escaped from their owners. Free from their cages, they behaved as birds are wont to behave. And they became gangs of parrots. Some owners clip the wings of their birds to prevent that escape from happening. And when their wings are clipped, they are unable to live as God intends them to live. Jesus says to you and me, your wings are clipped. Each of you are a slave to sin. We say as much when we acknowledge this in worship. We are captive to sin. We cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we've done, by what we've left undone. Every one of us has had our wings clipped and is unable to live as God intends us to live. For some of us, that means denying that there's a God at all. For some of us, it means that there are things that are more important, things that we might even go, I might even go so far as to say things that we worship, things that are more important for us than attending to our spiritual home. There are all sorts of ways that sin, our brokenness, can separate us from God. And Jesus says, if you remain in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Someone once said when there's a baby crying during the sermon that there are two sermons, and mine's not the best one. Our spiritual homes are all a little different. Different paint, different floor plans, different size, different style. Each of us has our own relationship with God. Each of us has a little different take on spiritual home. Our scripture today points us to the foundational relationship that forms who we are as the children of God. Jesus invites us into that home where we may be set free to be who God wants us to be. As I've reflected on this gospel lesson today, I see some positive reflections for our faith journey. First of all, we are reminded here that the life of faith is a process. It's not a once and for all kind of thing. Anyone is able to drop in at our home at any occasion, and we call that person a visitor. A resident is one who lives in the home day by day, in and out, year by year, growing and living in that place, making it their home. Growing in faith means taking up residence in the life of faith day by day, year by year. The journey of faith is about moving in with God. Now, there have been times in my life when my children have made me quite angry. They've not behaved as I would have them behave. They've not taken the direction I would hope they would have taken. They've behaved in ways that I thought were outright wrong. Even so, they have a place in my home forever. Jesus says, so it is with your heavenly Father. No matter what you've done or who you've been, you have a place in that home as you abide in his word. A second direction in the gospel lesson is found in the word truth. In this era of fake news, one has to ask the question that Pilate asked Jesus, what is truth? The current barrage of political ads we are inflicted with use half-truths and innuendo to bend public opinion to their side. When feelings and instincts and the desire to manipulate make a safe place for falsehood, then truth is degraded. Pilate asked his famous question in the turmoil of political struggle of his day, much as we might ask that question in the turmoil of political struggle we find ourselves in this very day. Later in the Gospel of John, we find an answer to Pilate's question. In the Garden of Gethsemane, as Jesus is praying to his Father, he says, your word is truth. Your word is truth. The target of belief and faith is truth, and we find it in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus the Christ. A third direction in this passage is found in this idea of freedom. The Pharisees objected to the idea that they might not be free, and most of us might agree with them. We take pride in our freedom. Jesus is looking at freedom in a different light. We are not free from sin. Sin ties us down. It keeps us from being who God intended us to be. As we look around and see all those things that tie us down in our lives, our schedules, our possessions, our debts, our commitments, but that which keeps us from being who God would have us be is our brokenness, our sin. Jesus makes that quite clear. We are slaves to sin and cannot free ourselves. Would we leave things in that light in this lesson? We might not see the good news that Jesus would have us know. Because you see, God's word sets us free. And through the gift of faith, we can know the truth that abides, the freedom from sin that is God's abundant grace. Freedom, truth, a place in the home, rooted in God's word. These are the promises of God meant for all. And Jesus says, live in my word, make it the place where you abide, and I will abide with you. Those of us of a certain age might remember the comedian Lily Tomlin, who used to say when playing the part of Edith Ann, and that's the truth. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the weekly Our Redeemer's Lutheran podcast. We publish weekly Wednesday mornings, and it contains the previous Sunday's gospel reading and pastor's sermon. For more information about our church, please visit www.ourredeemerlives.org. Weekly services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. Sunday mornings. Thank you for listening and have a Christ-filled day.